agreement at the temple of God with idols. Now, here's the thing is, this is one subject and one topic with the Catholics is very offensive to them if you attack it, is Mary. I have no idea why. You know, they see Mary, they see like her mom, their mom or something like that. It's just like, it's weird, you know? And to the point, I remember years ago, probably about 10 years ago, I was out soul winning on my bus route with my bus captain, and we're preaching the gospel to this guy. He was a Catholic. This is in the city of Wilmington. And I remember my bus captain was preaching the gospel to this guy, and he was a staunch Catholic, and you know, he's just showing him from the scriptures that Catholicism is wrong. And guy kept bringing up Mary. He's like, well, you know, we believe in Mary. We believe in Mary. He's like, well, we believe in Mary too. She was a real person. We're not saying she's fake. He goes, yeah, but you know, you guys don't think that she's the mother of God. Well, she's not. Right. And then my friend showed him the story of how Jesus rebuked Mary, right? Yeah. He shows her the story in John chapter 2, how he rebukes Mary. And then also when, you know, his parents left him, and then he says, I must be about my father's business. He just shows her all these scriptures, and he says, do you think Jesus was wrong for doing that? And he says, yes. Whoa. He said, absolutely. He should have not done that. At that point, my bus captain said, all right, well, see you later. I mean, but what else is there to say? Right. When, because he's basically saying that Jesus sinned. Right. That he was wrong. But that's veneration. That's worship. Yeah. When you're willing even to say that Jesus Christ sinned by rebuking his own mother, that's wicked. That's blasphemy is what that is. Amen.